Welcome back to Reads from Lighten. This is Phil Rogers, and over the past year, I've had the privilege of talking with some of our writers and speakers on some amazing topics. These big questions we've discussed are ones that many people struggle with, including Christians. Questions like, was Jesus real? Was the resurrection real? And why was the Old Testament so violent? In fact, if you haven't listened to those, I highly recommend giving them a listen. But today is going to be a much shorter episode, and a very different one too. I don't have any of our writers or speakers in the studio this time, so already I apologize because it's just me. And to borrow the words of the Mad Hatter from the classic Disney cartoon version of Alice in Wonderland, I'll start at the beginning, and when I get to the end, I'll stop. A little over a year ago, a group of us decided to follow a calling that we had. A calling to help others find answers to some of life's hardest questions, while at the same time pointing people to the love and grace of Jesus Christ, who we believe is the light of the world. So we stepped out and started Lighten, a threefold team of writers, media specialists, and speakers. And we wrote articles, we created videos, we did podcasts like this one, as well as one called Where We Begin. You should definitely go give those three seasons a listen to. We created social media content, and our speakers traveled all over to help answer people's big questions and share the amazing news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what a year it's been. We've seen God do some incredible things in the mountains of Honduras while doing apologetics training in places like Hawaii, Colorado, and Georgia, speaking virtually for events in Peru and New Zealand, and speaking at in-person conferences and churches all over the U.S. We even saw some amazing life change in the comments and responses to our social media, videos, and podcasts. God is truly at work all over the world. And the whole time we were creating content and speaking, our prayer has been to share the good news of God's amazing love to a hurting world for whatever time frame he saw fit. After much prayer and consideration, we believe Lighten's time has come to an end. While this season has been shorter than we had hoped for, we trust God's plan and know that he had a purpose and reason for our time together at Lighten. But don't worry, you can still access all of the YouTube videos and our website content through the summer of 2023. So go give it a look and a listen. It was created to give hope and light to a dark world, and we want to make it available for as long as we can. Even though we're sad that this time of ministry at Lighten is coming to an end, we know that the work that God is doing is never finished. So we wanted to point you to some ministries that are actively doing some amazing work. There are too many to list here, but these are a few that we've had the honor of working alongside in this season. Ministries like Stand to Reason, Reasons to Believe, The World Race, Alex McElroy, and the Jude 3 Project. All of these ministries are listed in the show notes, so go check them out and please continue to ask questions. Your questions matter, and I believe God loves it when we ask him things like why and seek to find those answers. We'll also update our website to include additional resources as well. And as I wrap up here, I wanted to bring up the Mad Hatter's quote again. You see, when speaking to Alice, he says, "Start at the beginning, and when you get to the end, stop." But here's the thing. The work of God is never finished. His mercies are new every morning. So even though this time of ministry at Lighten might be coming to an end, God's work will continue. His love endures forever. And I believe that he is always inviting us to ask him why.